is the Paranet Continuum, where we answer questions and question answers. And we want to know what you think. Call us and stay tuned. Now back to your host, the Director of Paranet Information Services, Michael Corbin.
Welcoming back my guest in Southern California is Dr. Howard Davis. He is writing a book. It will be out, as he said, in a couple of weeks, called Zodiac, The Manson Connection. I want to thank also Bill Nelson of Penn Power Publication, who is the publisher of this book, and also the book that we talked about a month ago on the program, Manson Behind the Scenes. One of the things that fascinates me about this is that, you know, there is a lot of mystery that shrouds and surrounds this whole thing, and I know that, I know you, Dr. Davis, have not necessarily expanded on this, but, you know, there also are alleged connections between Manson and the Son of Sam and all these other weird and strange things that have happened over the years.
Right.
And I think that one of the things that we're talking about here is we're talking about the aesthetics of terrorism, if you will, in some ways, because, you know, I think one of the things that happens when you have crimes like this is that it leaves this indelible impression.
Right.
With someone, it puts fear in people because, you know, there's a killer on the loose.
Right.
These heinous crimes are being committed, and, you know, there doesn't seem to be any way of stopping them.
Right. That was Manson's goal. He told the family, we must terrorize society to prepare them for Helter Skelter. We must put the fear in the piggies, in the police, in the rich, so that all segments of society would be in fear of each other, be paranoid, start killing each other, and then the revolution would be on.
Now, you know, people are sharply divided on this, but I, you know, when you're talking about Manson philosophy,
yeah,
okay, are we dealing with a bunch of crazy people, or what are we dealing with here?
Manson is an eclectic. It was mainly at McNeil Island Penitentiary where he acquired a lot of information over, a wide range of subjects, everything from subliminal information to the occult. And he studied a lot of the books that were sent to him, astrology, that sort of thing. And that background is in the Zodiac scenario, and I point that out in my book in various chapters.
Now, some of this stuff, too, also borders on mind control.
Absolutely. Manson had studied that also. He was a student of Scientology. Scientology is very much into mental disciplines. The Process Church, Manson had studied them. They were an offshoot of Scientology, same thing there. And he was very much into that. Everybody that he would meet, if he could find out anything that they had studied, he would do so. He was a human sponge when it came to knowledge. And so he was an eclectic, and he gathered information from all kinds of sources.
Yeah, well, that...
I had to translate all of that and segment it, delineate it, and see if it fit into the Zodiac scenario, and it fit perfectly.
Now, let's talk about the common link. There was a person that was involved who you could say straddles in your research, straddles both sides of the fence.
Right.
Had his foot in Manson's camp, and he also possibly was linked to Riverside. Now take us to Riverside and tell us how all this developed.
Okay, I now name my suspect in the book, and I give him his true name.
And that is?
Bruce McGregor Davis.
Okay.
And one investigator said that Bruce McGregor Davis would be an excellent Zodiac suspect, but we can't put him near Riverside in 1966 when the first Zodiac victim was killed. Well, I was the first one to put him in Anaheim, 30 minutes away from Riverside.
Right.
And he worked construction. And at that time, the Riverside City College was under construction. Sherry Jo Bates' girlfriend told Bill Nelson not too long ago that some of the construction workers would yell out cat calls to her and that sort of thing. And Davis was a welder, and Near Corporation was the general contractor for that Riverside City College project. And Bruce lived right down the street from Near Cal Corporation. And I believe that he was in the area at the time, and I give evidences that he probably was the one who killed the girl. This is my view and my opinion.
What was it about the... There were other things, I think, too, weren't there, that might have indicated this?
Yes. First of all, he will not affirm or deny necessarily that he went to Riverside, although we had one interviewer ask him, and Davis was shocked, and he said, well, no. I've never been to Riverside.
So Davis has been, someone has asked him about this.
Right. And letters have been sent over the years asking if he'd ever been to Riverside, and he'll say things like, no, I've never worked in Riverside, I never lived in Riverside. He didn't have to live in Riverside, but he could have frequented Riverside. He could have worked in Riverside periodically. We know he worked in Arizona for a while as a surveyor. And incidentally, I've tied in some surveying traits of Zodiac, and I believe that that is a further link.
Is that the disappearance of the nurse in Reno?
The Donna Last case, she actually was abducted in Lake Tahoe. And that had nothing to do with the survey. There was a map that Zodiac sent in 1970, and he put a magnetic compass on this map. And the indication was that if you looked along the radians and followed this magnetic compass, that you would find something very interesting. And they bisect through London, England, and another line bisects through Death Valley, and the other lines bisect through Northern California murder sites. The Death Valley connection, to me, was easy. The Manson family was connected to Death Valley. That's where they would have to flee when Armageddon took place or when the Holocaust took place. And Joel Dean Pugh, a former family member, was killed in London, England, December 1st, 1969. Also, London ties in very much with Manson's philosophy. He believed that the Beatles were the four prophets mentioned in Revelation, and that the fifth angel was Manson, and that the Beatles' songs were inspired pieces for Manson to derive messages from so he could initiate Helter Skelter. And I find that many of the Zodiac attacks parallel perfectly with Beatles songs. And it's a documented fact that Manson was constantly looking in the Beatles' messages for inspiration, how to start Helter Skelter. And so Bruce Davis was a firm believer in Manson. They met very early on in 67. And I think that Bruce's background, the close proximity, and many other connecting links, which we don't have time for in a radio interview, but I think that, in my view, points to him. I also had, going back to your question about a tip, I had a tip back in about 1973, before I was really interested in the Zodiac case, that that it could have been a male member of the family, that the male member could have been involved in the Zodiac crimes. And it was a well-placed tip, a well-placed source, and I respected that information. And then over a period of years, I thought nothing more of it, and there were reasons for that. And then I decided to launch an investigation. That's how I do all my projects. Something just impels me, and then I start moving with that flow. Information starts coming, and then I get into the case, and that was like 9 years ago. So,
has there been any physical evidence that links or connects anybody?
Well, beside the letters, supposedly Zodiac left a palm print in 69, two fingerprints. Also, there are palm prints on the 66 Bates case, some fingerprints.
But none of those are actually linked, Davis.
Linked with anybody, but I never been able to get the authorities to make a formal analysis between my suspect's prints and the Zodiac prints.
Especially
Riverside. They won't do anything. I even handed Riverside detective my suspect's fingerprints, and he pushed it away. He wasn't interested.
Okay. All right, Dr. Davis, hold that thought. We've got to go to our next break, and when we come back, we'll get some information, some closing comments, and get some information about how we can get a copy of this book, Zodiac, The Manson Connection. My guest is Dr. Howard Davis, and again, we are talking about his upcoming book, Zodiac, The Manson Connection. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum. We'll be right back.
UFOs for real, or are they just fiction, or imagination, or disinformation? To find out, stay tuned for more of the Paranet Continuum with your host, Michael Corbin.
And welcoming back Dr. Howard Davis. So we're talking about his upcoming book, Zodiac, The Manson Connection. And Dr. Davis, before we go off the air tonight, I wanted to comment or get a comment from you on one last thing. I understand that there was a possibility that the murder that took place at a lake up in Northern California, forgive me, I don't remember the name of the lake, but...
Lake Berryessa.
Lake Berryessa, there was the killer wore a hood.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that real quick, if you will.
The killer was dressed like a medieval executioner, and he had a knife and a gun. And he had a young couple tie themselves up, and then he later cinched them and stabbed both of them. The girl died of her wounds, and the boy lived. That was one of the clues or one of the pieces of information that was given to me that some evidence was uncovered accidentally investigating the Manson case. And this was later covered up. It was based on a lot of different factors that I can't go into. I can't reveal my source, but I can tell you that it's genuine. And that's what really struck me. It really got my interest. And years later, it took root, and I decided to investigate the Zodiac case.
Do you think we're ever going to get closure on this?
I hope so. I say in my preface that I don't want this to be another Jack the Ripper. Other detectives have said the exact same thing. We don't want this to be an unsolved. It is just too vast. Too many lives have been lost. Too much has been put into this. Hundreds of thousands of hours of investigation and money and everything else. We just can't let this be another Jack the Ripper.
Davis is still in prison, correct?
Correct.
Okay. He's going to be there for a while.
Every year.
Huh?
He's denied parole every year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We got about 30 seconds. Give out the information about how people can get a copy of your upcoming book.
Okay. Penn Power Publications. And the address there is 1585, and it's Costa Mesa, California, and the zip code is 92628, and the price is $19.95, and if you order now, it's $2 for shipping and handling.
Okay. All right, give that address one more time.
P.O. Box 1585.
Costa Mesa, California.
Right.
Zip code?
92628.
Okay. Dr. Davis, I want to thank you for coming on the program, and sorry we had to cut it a little bit short tonight. We had to get that report from Arizona on some interesting activity there. Anyway, the book will be out in 2 weeks, and if you're interested in getting it, you can do so by ordering at the address that Dr. Davis gave you. And if you want any information or you want to write to me or call me, you can call me at 303-863-0484. And that wraps it up for us tonight, so I want to thank you for being here. And until next week, I'm Michael Corbin telling you to keep your eyes on the skies. Good night.